the power of God, I don't know, but there are people God is raising to become mighty vessels. I just saw an anointing rest on you, this role. In the name of Jesus, I don't know where you are, but I pray may that grace now, let it rest upon you and shift you to a new dimension. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Christocentric Message. On this channel, you are going to get soul-lifting messages, faith-based content, prayer drills, and videos that would help you grow spiritually. Remember to subscribe to the channel, like the video you are about to watch, and comment on it.
I believe that there is an anointing on this song this night, that people have to trust God. Take action, trust God. It takes faith to be great. It takes faith to have a healing ministry. Nobody gives you a guarantee that anybody will be healed. It takes faith to be a man of God. It takes faith to be a businessman. It takes faith to be a wife and a mother. You are not allowed to have a child ordinarily before marriage. So how do you know you are fruitful? It takes faith. Lion of Judah, my trust is in you. The ancient of days,
my trust is in you.
Oh, I am that I am.
My trust is in you.
My destiny, Lord,
my trust is in you.
Hold on. There are people who will never build a house in their lives. Many of our fathers, their salaries were 150. Now they are retired. There is no house. You know why? Because of fear. I will build it one day. I don't have enough money. Then God granted you grace. They created one scheme in your job and gave everybody land. 4 plots of land is more than enough to build a family house. Mostly, their wives will tell them, honey, build, build. Time is going. How much is the money? There's one money I'm expecting. It will come tomorrow. God said you have 100,000. It can bring 1 tip of sand. Go and bring it and pour it on the side. That's faith. You are saying, Lord, I'm starting this out. The hand of Zerubbabel that started. When you start, God begins to move people. I remember the first day we bought equipment. I remember one by one. One by one. I remember when I started buying, you know, not even just for ministry, for myself. To think and say, one day I'll get a laptop is a joke. A laptop? Who gives you the money? See, hear me. This God is a good God. Worship team told us already. This God is a faithful God. But while you are waiting for him, I don't know who I'm speaking to this night. God is saying, I'm tired of waiting for you. Take a step. 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 Who told you the business will fail? Take a step. Are we together? Take a step. I have 1 million naira now. I'm thinking of starting small poultry. I'm thinking of getting a little golf. But I hear that these cars used to spoil a bee and that your profit doesn't come out. So you will remain there until the day somebody comes. Usually, those kind of people will sit down and then something will happen. You will carry 100,000 from it. Something will happen. They will invite you for one event that doesn't have head and tail. And they will massage your ego. And you will know when you carry 300,000. On behalf of me and my wife, I donate this money. And the money has finished. And you'll never be successful. Success systems. The law of faith. Every great man walks on water. Every great man walks on water. It is your faith that turns that water to concrete. We are going to sing this song one more time. And then I'll go to the next law. But I want you to sing it with understanding. I have trusted men, they have failed me. I have trusted systems. I trusted my certificate, it failed me. Lord, I lift my eyes and I trust in you. You are the one who can wipe my tears. My uncle promised me and disappointed me. Many have concluded that because I finished with the past, there is no greatness. That's what the devil wants to do all the time, to make you not trust God. But I'm challenging men of faith. Lion of Judah,
my trust is in you.
Hey. The ancient of days,
hey. My trust is in you. in you.
I look for joy.
My trust is in you.
I put them on you. Say,
my trust is in you.
This is where we'll tie it up here. The law of favor. Please listen carefully to what I'm about to teach. The law of favor. I want to show you right now in this law the mystery that brings favor, perpetual favor upon the life of people. Favor. Psalm 89 verse 17, the law of favor. Lord, I pray that somebody will get this. In the name of Jesus, I pray that somebody will get this. Psalms 89 verse 17. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor shall our horn be exalted. Favor is the number one reason people succeed. Favor is the number one reason. The number one reason why you will succeed is favor. You need favor to achieve your goals and dreams. You need favor to achieve your goals and dreams. It is impossible to get to the place of destiny without favor. No, sir. You've heard people say that one day of favor is worth a lifetime of labor. It is hardly an exaggeration. One day of favor is worth a lifetime of labor. Many people do not have favor in their lives. Why? Because they are not taught what favor is and how to release favor in their lives. Those who are even taught favor are only taught one side of favor. And it's like whenever you say favor, we leave it on to God. God, just favor us now. No. There is an exact equation that leads to favor. Favor is not a miracle. Write it down. Favor is a reaction. Favor is not a miracle. Favor is a reaction. You can program favor in your life. A reaction means that it is a response. Favor is a reaction. It's not a miracle. Favor miracles can happen and do happen, but favor is not a miracle. What is favor? Let's define favor. Favor is when someone is willing to invest their life, their time, their resources, their credibility to help you achieve your goals. That's favor. When somebody is willing to participate in your success, it's called favor. When someone is willing to invest their life, invest their credibility, invest their money, invest their knowledge into you to help you achieve your goals, it's called favor. Favor is not just unmerited access. That's a very limited thinking, limited teaching, limited definition, and is the reason why, let me tell you, whether it is merited or unmerited, favor is access. Calling it unmerited alone is very limited. Favor can be merited. Favor can be merited. Your obedience and understanding. The Bible says good understanding secures favor. Favor can be merited. What is favor? Someone willing to sacrifice their resources to help you succeed. All success are related to favor. All success. Whether all kinds of success, financial success, ministry success, business success, marital success, they are directly related to favor. All success testimonies you want to write, all success testimonies are related to favor. I have heard so many success testimonies. There is not one of them that is not related to favor. There is a gap in that testimony. All success testimonies are related to favor. Are you learning something? Write this down. Who likes you matters in your success. Who likes you matters in your success. Brothers and sisters, one man called Ahasuerus hated one woman and her entire life crumbled just because one person of influence hated her. Are we together? The same man who hated one woman and destroyed her entire life turned and loved Esther, and her life changed overnight from a village girl to a queen. Who likes you matters. Now, many Christians think it doesn't matter. I don't care who likes me or who doesn't like me. If you are speaking in terms of dependence on God, I understand that context. But in terms of channels to release favor, it's a joke. Who likes you matters. There are people listening to me from Jos. We came back from Jos. And while I went to minister in Jos, you know, part of the system of honor for me, there was a little girl, lovely lady, and that they gave this thing they put on the neck and flower, you know, just to greet me. And as soon as I got into the hotel, there were people lined up and the little girl was standing. And then, you know, we come, you know, recite. I didn't even know what she was saying. You know, you are welcome to so and so and so. And then put that thing and then gave me. And I looked at the lady and I fell in love with that dear girl instantly. And I told her, I said, do you know what? You are my friend. When I came on stage, I made sure that they looked for her, 10 years old, and she stood because I liked her. Not because I know her, I just liked her. The next day I said they should bring her to the hotel, we would drive together. It was together, I was gisting with her, and I looked at the lady and I said, I want to do something for you, I want to do something for your family. Please bring your mother, I want to see her. Now the rest is history. But that little girl's life changed in 2 days simply because somebody liked her. Do not let anyone lie to you that who likes you does not matter. I don't mean who wants to sleep with you. Who likes you, like from heaven, likes you to change your life. Let me tell you the truth. Listen, listen, listen. Take what I'm saying very seriously. Don't just laugh. Listen. Who hates you also matters. When your boss hates you, you will know that it matters because your life will be miserable. You may be tongue talking, but your boss hates you. Ah, do you know this lady has been serving actively? It's time to promote her. I just hate her. Please, another time. And that another time is after 3 years. But there's somebody they can like you. And say, ah, has this person not been in this office for up to 2 years? They say, yes, sir. I thought it's three years. Say, I changed the policy. Somebody like Daniel and could not sleep in the night because some people manipulate a king. Stopped sleep because he liked Daniel. Early in the morning, he got up by himself. Oh, Daniel, has your God been able to deliver you? Daniel said, I'm alive. He said, bring all those people. Daniel didn't say, please, can you help me punish these people? The king said, me, bring them, throw them, kill all of them. Somebody, because he likes you, can fight your enemies for you. Enemies you don't have capacity to fight. Somebody can like you and put himself inside your situation. What is going on here? Sir, they want to collect our land. Our father is dead. We are only two. Say, no way. I'm a lawyer. Come and meet me in my office. I'm a lawyer. I'm a senior advocate. What did the person say? Because of that, we will charge him to court. He will not only return the land, he will give you part of the money for the foundation. I know what to do. Let's go. And you are seated somewhere and you see people building a house you know nothing about because somebody liked you. Who likes you can change your life. Write this down. One person can open 100 doors of opportunities for you. one person, one man, one person in your life showing you favor can open 100 doors of opportunities. First Samuel 16 verse 22. Please give it to us quickly. First Samuel 16 verse 22. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Saul sent to Jesse saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before me. Why? For he had found favor in my sight. Go and tell that boy's father, bring me that smelly boy, regardless of what it is. Let me tell you, when you find favor before a man, regardless of what your limitations are, they are ignored to bless you. You are responsible for activating the flow of favor in your life. Now, this is coming as a shock to many of us. Write it down. We're getting deeper now. You are responsible for activating the flow of favor in your life. If one day God will bless me, it's a joke. You are responsible for activating the flow of favor in your life. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 26 that Samuel grew in favor with God and with men. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 26. 2:26, and the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with what? The Lord, and also with men. Listen, it is one thing to have favor with God. It is an entirely different thing to have favor with men. I know so many people who have favor with God, but they don't have favor with men. Luke chapter 2 verse 52. Same thing was said about Jesus. Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with men. A man can increase in favor with God and favor with men. The number one reason for the hardship in people's lives is lack of favor. Lack of favor. I have seen gifted people who don't have favor. I have seen blessed people in terms of abilities. I have seen gifted architects, no door of favor. Gifted engineers, gifted doctors, gifted students, no favor. I have seen gifted men. Have you seen men who are gifted? They do work for you and you are like, my God, and you are at this level. I know people who know everybody known, yet there's no favor in their life. You know that? They know Senate president. They know one, the chairman of their local government, the governor's friend is their father's friend, and they will show you the numbers of people. If I show you, look at this, is Saraki's number, this is Dogara's number. In fact, do you know that when I was staying in Lagos, there was a day that Osinbajo came to our house. I know him, oh, and there's no favor. They watch everybody on TV. Ah, that's Ambassador ABC. You remember him now, 1971. No favor, no favor. To be gifted is not enough. You need favor. You need men to partner with your life. This ministry, by the grace of God, is rising, not just in terms of finances, because of favor. Favor. My life today is a humbling testimony of God's favor. Psalms 102 verse 13. Psalms 102 verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Joshua Selman. Why? For the time to favor him, yea, the set time. There is a set time for favor. And everyone prophesy to yourself, say, this is my set time. Say it again, this is my set time. Turn it into a prayer in 1 minute. Lord, this is my set time. When Promise came here, he said, pray. Tired of hardship. Hardship is different from poverty. A hard life A life unassisted by men, a life unassisted by helpers, is a sign of lack of favor. You can have money and not have favor. When you pay for everything by yourself, you don't have favor. Now is the time, oh God, that you arise. The set time. The set time. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that from this night, favor will begin to follow you? Yes. I don't share my testimonies. Do you know why? Because many people misunderstand my testimonies. When I share testimonies, most people, not you, but maybe most people will think it is pride. You are boasting. What does he think he is? If I share with you testimonies of these ministries, what does he think he is? But sometimes it's good to encourage people. Testimonies are ways that let people know God is at work. But because we live in a cynical world, every time you speak, people think you are bragging. Listen, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, God is my witness, and ask everybody who is close to me. I only fund less than 20% of my life expenditure. Everything, almost everything in my life is paid for by men. Everything. Everything. Now, you can have the money to pay for it by yourself. We are not the same. You are not assisted. Are we together? Most people think having money is all there is to favor. No. The ability to have men stand up and say, promise, I am determined to make you succeed. If you don't believe that thing, there's no need for our coming for Koinonia this night. I looked at certain things in the body of Christ, and I looked at certain men. I looked at certain ministries, and I saw tearsome testimonies of favor. Their life revolved as they wanted. It was as if there was a charm. Anyone who saw them, blessed them. One of the greatest people, let me tell you, I am convinced, I received the impartation of favor directly from Dr. Mike Murdoch. I knew when it came upon my life. You know why? He's a man that is greatly criticized in the body of Christ because of seed, and all of that. I may not necessarily believe everything, but I saw uncommon favor. Uncommon, a favor like a charm. And while others were grumbling, I said, Lord, this man is an apostle of wisdom. He is the gift of God to the body. He represents the spiritual system that controls wisdom. And the Bible says, with me, wisdom now are riches, wealth and honor, durable riches and righteousness. He said, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. And I said, Lord, this thing must happen in my life. At that time, you don't ever see somebody say, God said I should do this. God said, I used to think those things were just stories. You know, when I think about my life today, I almost want to shed tears. You know why? Because I am a product. If you are ever looking for a man who answers that name, Ebenezer, that a man that God has helped, God lifted your hands. That's why when I worship God, I do it. I live a very happy and a very peaceful life because I found the key to God's favor. There is no time in my life when I lack men to rise and assist and defend. This ministry, you see, we are not just fearfully blessed just because of tithes and offerings. The ministry of men. Strange dimensions of favor that I begin to share with you. Many of you will be afraid. How do they get money? We are not herbalists. Favor. When you access these laws, it will change you overnight. Are we together? I'm whetting your appetite, and then I'm going to teach you quickly. While I begin to teach them, just bring the vessels and then we'll pour the oil. Because what is coming upon you tonight is the grace for favor. I want you to believe it. There is such an impartation upon a man for favor. Father, please let your people believe you. Please, please let your people believe you. If you don't believe this, you will pay for it. I promise you. There are times for months, I never go to the ATM. I even forget that I have an ATM. There is no 24 hours. No 24 hours that somebody does not bless me. No 24 hours. I can give you my phone now and you can check from when I sat down till now. Alert upon alert. How they got my account number, I don't know. Brothers and sisters, there are properties that have been given to me today. I don't know where it is. I've not gone there to see it. Do you believe in favor? I shared with you last year about the gold mine. 18.7 hectares of a gold mine given for nothing. Three kings came together and said, we must make sure he has it. It is not by might. It is not by power. Are we together? There are tailors that sew my clothes aside from one. I have never, aside from another again, two really. One, a cousin to Reverend George Adeboye of Rema. He may even be listening now with his wife. Every time I travel to Lagos to a particular church for meeting, there he comes with his wife. Materials upon materials. Favor. There are bags full of gifts I have not opened since they came. I don't even know what is there. Who told you favor does not work? There are mysterious people who have sent alerts in millions to this ministry. Nobody knows who they are. They didn't even call to say, I am so, so, so and so. What makes you think there is no favor? I have never bought a car with my money. I have never bought a car for myself with my money. The only car I ever bought with my money was to bless my mother. All the cars you see came through favor, not one naira. I know many of you are just knowing it now. There is not one car that came. Hear what I'm saying? You have to believe this. I hope you don't think I'm bragging. I'm opening your eyes to know that there is such a thing as favor. We've been to the airport many times and I'm sitting minding myself and somebody just comes, oh, this and that and that, and you go and people cry and say recession and cry. Listen, there are businessmen who covenanted with God that a percentage of their profits, every time they transfer it to me, I don't know them. I only got a text. This is our covenant with God. My phone right now currently has a recharge card of 62,000. What will I do with it? What do you do with a recharge card of 62,000? What do you do with it? It's more than the price of the phone. men arise and make things work for you. Almost every day, Apostle, I saw something. Do you like it? There is a woman here. I don't know if she's here. I wish she were here. I would have said she should stand up. Yesterday, after school of ministry, I was at the back. And a gentleman just came trusting God. I think he's here. And, you know, just felt he wanted to sow something and just held some very serious amount, dropped it. Now, I see these things all the time and I thank God. But it was a woman's testimony that blessed me. I saw her with a big bag. Some of you who wear a big bucket, a small bucket. And I said, "Madam, what is this?" She came with her son. Do you know what she said? She said, "Man of God, I was having a dream. And in that dream, you said you wanted to eat chin-chin." And the woman got a bucket full of chin-chin and came yesterday. It is still, I've not even opened it to see what is there. Chin-chin. Favor. Day and night. This is the only way you can succeed and accelerate your life. Any other thing, you will cry and weep and hate people. That's why we cannot give. Because after sweating so much for 50,000, will you really be able to give it? Are we blessed? Testimonies. There is no place and there is no day that I wake up. I wake up every day. May God forgive me if I'm lying. There is no day I don't wake up in the morning with text messages, with recharge cards and bank alerts. Every day, including today, without fail. This is how I live. Because I found from scripture that he daily loads us with benefits. Sometimes I can be sitting down and see a conga van. You ask the boys that work for me. A conga van, bam, just stops. Somebody has ordered something and paid for it. Put my address and they are offloading these things and I'm saying, "God, what is this? What are you doing to me?" And God says, "No, you can stop it. You can stop it if you want. I'm waiting your appetite to activate this key." Do you really think you can live a joyful life when you sit down? You really think your salary is what is going to bless you to be established? Who lied to you? There is a realm of favor. Are we together? I've shared with you the testimony of this ministry where a woman, after a program in Lagos, the woman just came, knelt down in front of me and looked at me and said, "Please, the Lord led her to give us a land," and gave us a land in Lekki. It's still there. I've not been there in years to see it. People have called me and said they gave me a land allocated to sell. "Man of God, on behalf of our business, we put A, B, C, D portion. This is for you." And I'm saying, "God, what is this?" They gave us an assignment to develop maybe a 40, 50 estates, you know, houses and all of that. And man of God, just to let you know that we have 3 or 4 units as our own commission. And when we are done, one of the units is yours. And I'm saying, "What is this?" You see why I don't share my testimonies? Because it makes people angry. And when it makes people angry, they hate. Most people sit down and say, "Preachers carry people's money, tithes and offerings." How much? How much? Access. Are we together now? On Tuesday, we're going to Kano tomorrow, and on Tuesday, we're going to Nigerian Immigration Services, their headquarters, where the top leaders of Nigerian immigration across the whole nation. I have been with them for how many years now? I think about four years. We go there every year. I talk to them, I counsel them. The top of the top leaders. You don't even enter their office, yet for them it's a privilege. "Well done, sir. Well done, sir." That's favor. Listen, I'm not teaching you cunningly devised favors. Favor is not just money. Men are rising to assist you to succeed. After my meeting in Jos, I had a little session for a school of ministry in Jos. And when I was done, a lady walked up and gave me something and said, please go and give your mother. I said, hi, this thing is still working. I just met my mother. I said, I met a lady. I don't even know who she is. She said, I should give you. And my mother said, this is what I prayed for. I think it was a big letter of crayfish. And she said, I should go and give my mother. It is difficult to glorify God when you kill yourself producing the result. There is, like Bishop Oyedepo calls, sweatless triumph. There is such a possibility. If you don't believe it, choose your destiny. But as for me, I have decided that hardship will not age me. I will not sit down and be, I will never come and manipulate you and deceive you. All of you sow 2,000 naira so that I can have food to eat. Not when there is a God in heaven. How to activate favor? What is the mystery that controls this thing? Favor is not just unmerited access. What is the key? Jesus. The first key to activating favor is sowing the seed of honor. The first key to activating favor in your life is sowing the seed of honor. Write it down. Honor is the first key. Sowing the seed, not receiving a harvest of honor. You must sow the seed for honor. Because honor is the key for access. When you sow seeds of honor, you begin to activate favor. What is honor? The ability to recognize, the ability to celebrate, and the ability to reward men for their uniqueness. That's honor. Not just the ability to appreciate it in your heart, the ability to recognize, the ability to celebrate, and the ability to reward men for their honor. The seed of honor. I don't mean money. A seed called honor. You sow honor into a man's life. There are many people who will never rise in life because of dishonor. No favor in their life. They don't know the difference between a great man and a weak man. Everybody is the same to them. All men are equal. Hey, please, don't do all of this. No. Honor. Many of you don't know why we sow seeds of honor. We transport you after koinonia. Do you know why? It's a seed of honor. We are programming honor upon the ministry. It's not just that we have a lot of money. When our elderly people come, we don't let them join the queue except they want to. They sit down. It's a seed of honor. When I hug our children here, it's a seed of honor. My life is a walking seed of honor. I have mastered sowing seeds of honor. The first key to command unending favor, honor. Honor through conversations. Honor through your body language. Honor through your gestures. You see an elderly woman and I greet her. Mama, how are you? That's the seed of honor. Oh, she cannot speak English. No problem, Mama. Don't put yourself under pressure. You don't have to know English. Find an interpreter. Seeds of honor. Are we together now? Yes. I sow seeds of honor everywhere. Once you discern difference, you sow that seed of honor. That you are close to an environment of honor does not mean you will have it. You must sow seeds of honor to parents. The entire hamper that was given to me while I was in Jos, they already know. I carried it with the wine and everything and I took it home. As I got home, I just dropped it. When my mother heard I was coming to Jos, she said, what do I want? I said, I'm not sure. She should not do anything. My mother refused and said she must do something. She made chin chin and made chicken. That's my mother, but she has discerned that this is not only my son, this is a man of God. Seeds of honor. That's why honor keeps coming. Honor is not coming because she's my mother. She's walking these principles. Let me tell you, whoever walks it will receive it. Bad manners, being rude, dishonor. You are driving favor from your life. You don't treat people well. You treat everybody like a piece of rag. There are men of God who favor stopped in their life when they rose because they have no regard for anybody. They receive honor from others, but they don't give honor. So those lower than them, let me tell you the mystery behind stagnation of favor for many men. They keep receiving honor. Those lower than you keep honoring you, but then you yourself don't give honor. So you remain there, and all of them rise and catch up with your level and even go higher than you. Then you start saying, you people are competing with me, Abi. There's no such thing. You refuse to rise because you too are supposed to be rising. They are sowing seeds of honor. If you keep sowing seeds to me in Koinonia, whether money or whether whatever, and I don't do the same thing, you need to see me when I stand before greatness. You will not know. It's the same Apostle Joshua Selman you're talking about. If it means me cleaning the shoes, I do it with Jesus' joy. Honor. It's a big secret. Many of us do not know. Honor. Honor. I honor the Holy Spirit with my life. I don't just serve Him. I don't just use Him for anointing. Koinonia honors the Holy Spirit. That's why you see all kinds of signs and wonders. We don't ignore His presence. It doesn't matter what we are teaching. As the worship team, whatever happens, the Holy Spirit has unrestrained honor this ministry. That's why we keep seeing signs and wonders. That's why we keep seeing Him lifting us from place to place. Every church I have gone to, I have honored them. Honored them not in terms of money necessarily, but honored them in terms of treating them well. I don't climb anybody's pulpit and violate their doctrinal beliefs. Regardless of what it is, I manage whatever it is they believe, and I preach well. If their pulpit, if it's a church that they are not allowed to jump around and move and stand in one place, I stand in one place because it is honor. And at the end of it, they say, wow, we found a young man who is anointed. There are churches I preach, you never hear me pray in tongues once. It doesn't mean I don't. They do not allow that in the open, and then I subscribe. Honor. Are we together? I'm showing you success systems. These are the mysteries that people have engaged that has changed their lives. Honor. You must sow seeds of honor. Number two, how do I activate favor consistently? Not today up and tomorrow down. Two, value. We've spoken about it. You activate favor in your life when you solve people's problems. When your life is committed to solving people's problems, providing valuable solutions to them. It's drizzling outside. Please coordinate them. If some of them can come in, let's just come in. Or they can get into the canopies. Thank you so much. Some of them who can come in, you can bring them in. But most of them can go to the canopies. God bless you and thank you. Hallelujah. Solving problems. We are blessed as a ministry because we solve problems. As I'm teaching now, I'm adding value to you. Is that true? I'm adding value. Listen, let me tell you something. When you start solving people's problems, you schedule honor. Thank you, sir. There are people I've never seen who call me, man of God, I just listened to your message, Essentials for a Glorious Relationship. You just saved our marriage. Here is a little seed. Man of God, I just listened to your message, Financial Dominion. Man of God, I just listened to your message, Why Revivals Die. Solving problems. The moment you solve problems, you show honor. And everywhere there is honor, I teach that there is favor. And everywhere there is favor, there are all kinds of rewards, including finances. So the more valuable you become in solving people's problems. Joseph scheduled a season of favor for himself because he was in the prison and he noticed that the prisoners were not laughing. Dr. Mike Mundo calls wisdom the ability to discern difference. And he saw that their countenance, something was wrong. And he asked them, what is wrong? They were not the ones who came and told him the dream. He said, what is wrong? And he said, okay. You have asked, let me tell you, this is what happened. And he interpreted the dreams and it happened. Value. You must begin to solve people's problems. They will love you. They will honor you. You must cry to God for grace to be a problem solver. You are either creating problems or solving them. You are either creating problems or solving them. If some of these chairs are free, please, let's not have people stand. They can occupy the chairs. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Number three. The third key to commanding favor in your life is integrity. The third key to activating favor in your life is integrity. Integrity. Very, very important. What is integrity? Comes from the word integer. Sameness. Consistency. Let me tell you something. You're a man of God here. Listen to me. Before people begin to bless you and sow into your church or your ministry, they will probe your life. Don't think because you just started ministry, people will bless you. They will probe your life. They will hear testimonies of changed lives and want to watch whether he's like one of them. After a life, a season of integrity and consistency, then they conclude. You know, let me tell you something. Hold on. Many people think that the moment you are anointed, you are charismatic, people will just be loyal to you like that. It's a dream. There are many anointed people who have attention but no loyalty. Do you know why? Because people must vet your life and find out that you are worthy of their loyalty. Nobody will be loyal to you like that. Parents will not just ask their children, oh, I don't have a problem with you loving this man of God. Give people a chance to probe your life and clear their doubts. Then they will honor you. Are we together? When we started out in this ministry, most people thought that, you know, we're just joking. Most people thought it was all this young people's thing. And for years, most people thought I was on serious. It's just all these young guys doing things on campus. It's just these people trying to do something. But eventually, I never was angry with them, because every great man must be probed. Saying people should not probe you is a joke. They check your character with ladies. They check your character with money. They check your character with discipline. They see how you manage challenges. They see a lot of it is based on that. They will say, Kai, this man is worth my commitment. We have seen that God brought 2 naira to his hand, and that 2 naira did not change him. He did not stop preaching the truth just because he's looking for food to eat. This is a consistent man. This man will be my pastor. There are many people roaming around, calling everybody son, calling everybody daughter. What investment have you made in their life? You must allow people to probe you. You start a business and they suspect whether your product... There are people, when I started out, because of the dimension of the anointing in my life, many people thought, you know, anytime you see somebody walking in unusual levels of the anointing, you may think that maybe some kind of charm or whatever it is. And I used to hear people say it, and I say, leave them. Even me, if I attended Koinonia and I watched a man called Joshua Selman, I would think he's holding a charm. And then you watch. There are many people, some of you seated today, years ago, you would be the last person to be here because you had your differences. Some of you argued it, but with time, now you are some of the strongest people. Do you know there are people in many nations of the world and their assignment is to take Koinonia messages? There are whole churches that sit down, and what they use for either evening service or midweek service is a Koinonia message, and they just sit down. There are youth groups, youth fellowships around. You know why? Because they took out time to probe you. And when they see integrity, the ability to be unbending regardless of the situations. There are men of God who start teaching and say, don't manipulate money from people. But the day they have needs as a ministry, they start bending to that standard. Are we together?
Yes.
Once people see integrity and consistency, then they make up their minds to listen to anything you say. Listen, let people probe you until they find a reason to believe you. Never stop anybody. Listen, if there is anything you are unsure of about my life and this ministry, you have a right to sit down and clear your conviction so that you are confident. Are we together? Many of you get angry when people suspect you. How can Pastor Alpha, I've been watching him, the way he has been rising in the last 3 months. This guy may have touched something. Abba, am I not innocent? Let people probe you so that when they believe you, they will be the greatest defense. I know you. There are people to do it. They are the ones who are defending this ministry. Ah, no. I used to know this brother. There was a day he gave me 50 naira. He started his giving since. Do you know the people who accuse you today will be the ones to defend you tomorrow? Give them a chance to have a testimony by themselves. There are people who think the miracles that we announce here are manipulated or faked simply because they've heard that maybe some churches do a lot of things, and they come here, and then the person who falls under the anointing is seated close to them. They watch it with their own eyes, and then eventually their own sicknesses leave, and they go back and said, wow, I've seen for myself. Integrity, the third key to activating favor. Consistency, integrity, unbending, consistently producing results. When we started the school of ministry, this is the fifth set now. When we started the school of ministry, most people thought it was a joke. Let me tell you something. Look up, please. As a man of God, let me give you a great advice. The moment you are doing too many things and you cannot continue in them, men will stop believing you. You just get up today and say, we have 14 days of fire vigil. And then after 12 days, okay, we found out that things are happening. We are not doing this again. There are too many inconsistent people. We are going to start Koinonia Business School. And after 2 weeks, nobody comes. Then you close it. When people probe you and they see that you are too erratic. You know what it means to be erratic? You just come up with programs. There's no consistency. Nobody will submit to such an authority. People want to see consistency. They want to know that this is who you are. They want to know that you can be predictable. You never hear anybody come and give testimony here. I don't care whether you're a millionaire or whatever. I have never gone to the house of anybody in the name of going there to find out and say, okay, we are some of our top offering givers and tithe payers in Koinonia. I love you so much, and I just wanted you to know that we have the following needs. No. If I've ever come to your house to tell you we have the following needs, stand up. Hallelujah. How many men of God have destroyed integrity from their lives? They go around harassing church members and look at people and say, we don't know if God is speaking to you. There's a drum set. The thing has turned. Honestly, it's embarrassing. And you inconvenience people everywhere. Integrity. Please bring the containers now. Number four, the fourth key to activating favor is quality relationships. Quality relationships. Favor is relationship dependent. That's why I taught you those other laws. Quality relationship. Who you know matters. It gives you access. Men can be wings to you. Men can become wings to you. There are people we know today that can speak for us. There are people I know today that can speak for me. Are we together? They can make exemptions for you. You sow seeds of favor. Seeds of favor. And it changes your life forever. Relationships. Number five. The third key to activating favor is praying favor-provoking prayers. There are favor-provoking prayers. The Bible says, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. Everyone that asketh, Lord, open my heavens. Cause men to bless me. Put an anointing upon my life that makes men bless me. Favor-provoking prayers. You can pray your way, among other things, into favor. Favor-provoking prayers. Many of us don't pray. I pray it seriously. Lord, this ministry is a well-watered garden. People are coming. Givers are coming. My life is a good soil. People are sowing into my life. As they sow into my life, they receive a hundredfold harvest. When you sow into a man's life and you receive a harvest, nobody will tell you to do it again. You will continue doing it again and again and again. They sow into your life and nothing happens. These are the seeds that you sow. And then number six, the sixth way of provoking or activating favor in your life is by an impartation from the carriers of that anointing. An impartation of the grace for favor. An impartation of the grace for favor from the carriers of the anointing. This oil is not what anoints you. This oil is simply oil. When the oil is anointed, then it becomes a medium to bless you. The oil in itself has to be anointed. This is not anointing oil. This is oil. After the prayers on it, it becomes an anointing oil and it can bless you. Can favor be transferred? Can that grace, the mantle, the grace for favor be transferred? Absolutely. There are people in this ministry that are carrying it bodily. There are people who have begun to see it in their lives, like day and night. People call me all the time and say, "My God, Apostle, this thing works like charm." And tonight it will come upon your life. What does favor give you in life? Speed. Speed. What are the benefits of activating favor? Speed. Speed. Something that would take men 10 years can be achieved in 3 months under an atmosphere of favor. What are the benefits of favor? Number two, ease. Ease, the mystery of ease. People like Bishop Oyedepo would call it sweatless triumph. Ease. Where the lines just fall for you in pleasant places and you have a good heritage. Battles that stand before you. While you are preparing to fight them, you open the door and find dead bodies. Favor fought your battles. Favor has fought my battles in life. I have seen. For the things you have done and the battles you have won, only you are worthy of my praise. We magnify your name. Koinonia, look at this. We are in Zaria in the north. This whole road, this is a major road, but this whole road is blocked every Friday. Every Friday. Go and try to block a road somewhere in the name of service and see what happens to you. Everything works for our favor in this ministry. Everything, regardless of what it is. You try to fight this ministry, you will watch by yourself activating favor and making it happen. You don't fight a man of favor and win. It's a waste of time. It's like boxing in war. When a man that carries the mantle of favor is untouchable, literally untouchable, because God will raise help left, right, and center. Left, right, and center. Left, right, and center. Many of our parents have no favor, no doors opening for them, nothing happening. Favor. Koinonia today is a place of favor. 70% of the people who are blessed by this ministry have never seen me. How do you follow a man when the videos are not even uploaded on YouTube? They don't know the picture. The first and only time certain people have seen me is dreams. Yet you listen to the message, it forces you to look for someone and give him. Whether you like it or not. That's not normal. There are people following, scattered across different nations this night. Favor has brought me honor. Favor has brought me glory. I have stood before politicians. I have stood before kings. I have stood before billionaires. I have drank of their minds and their wisdom for free. Men have given me access, uncommon access, uncommon doors. It still happens all the time and it will not fail. There are people who send me text messages every time. Apostle, is there anything we can do for you? We want to do for you. I don't know how many people in this ministry send text messages every time. We want to wash your car. We want to do something. Somebody came early in the morning. I was sleeping and I had, it was like there was water splashing on my car. And I checked and I saw somebody washing my car by force. I know if I ask you, you won't agree. I said, what is this one? Honestly, they even disturbed me, just washing the car with joy. I said, now if I drive this person, favor, it is real and it happens. We have sown seeds of favor. We meet the security people, we honor them, we bless them. The Nigerian Union of Road Transport Workers, they come here, some, I'm sure many of them are outside here with the buses and they are waiting. 99% of them are not necessarily Christians, but they love Koinonia and they will come and wait and watch the service and watch everything happening. No complaint. You know why? Because seeds of honor have been sown. Seeds of honor has been sown. There are so many people. We have scattered seeds of honor around. Look at CGC and the honor that they have shown this ministry. I have never seen a ministry with men of God as humble and members that love Jesus and truthfully like the members in this church, CGC. It is true. It is true. It is from my heart and it is true. Hallelujah. Some of the pastors are my fathers, and literally, those men can see me and just greet like this. And I'm wise enough to know that whilst they are sowing seeds of honor, I must sow seeds of honor. Every time people sow seeds of honor, sow it back. Don't receive and wait. You receive, they have risen, but you have remained where you are. They will be calling you a superstar, but it will be for a short time until they catch up with you. Somebody blesses you. Pastor Alpha, bless you. You reciprocate back. That way, both of you have risen. We sow into the lives of mission agencies because we honor what they represent. That's why souls continue to be saved here. David Ibiome, the Lord asked him to go and meet Billy Graham before he dies. And David Ibiome traveled to America, carried a very huge seed, sowed into the life of Billy Graham. And Billy Graham said a word of prayer for him. He said he came back and preached a very simple message. And about one third of the church came out for altar call. He carried something. Whenever you see consistency, there is something. Tonight, you're about to receive an impartation. This may be one of the most important days in your life. Some of you have never had a man of God impart anything upon you. You have gone for anointing services. Some of you have all kinds of oils in your house. Oil does not anoint. The oil is anointed to anoint. My prayer is that there will be a replication of results. This is my prayer. And I know that not everybody will believe it. But brothers and sisters, if you believe this, God has given me honor. God has given me honor. Honor beyond my level in life. Everything connected to me has flourished. God has blessed me. He has done all kinds of things. While you are seated, everyone, I'd like you to pray and say, Lord, this is the moment. I'm ready to succeed. I am tired of failing. I am tired of hardship. Pray. You have taken all my shame. You've taken all my tears. You've taken all my cries. You've taken all disappointments. You've taken all my pain. You've taken all my shame. And you have made them yours. My heart rests to the King. Lord, you have taken all my sorrows. You've taken all my pain. Taking all my sorrows.
You've taken all my weakness. You've taken all my weakness. For I will give koinonia favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Listen, He said, for I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. Empty. It is favor that fills your account. It is favor that builds the house for you. I want to pray on this anointing. I like you to pray. While you are praying, Lord, every anointing for favor upon the life of this ministry, upon the life of your servant, must be reproduced verbatim in my life. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Be careful, put it. There is a heavy anointing on these oils, heavy unction of the Spirit, heavy anointing. I want to pray. Now, this is how we're going to do it. Listen, this is the main ball. There's overflow one, there's overflow two, the road, there's ever overflow three. Now, the way we are going to do it, I'm going to lay my hands as I speak now. There will be people standing. Please, it takes a lot of time. We will be fast. Many of you will not be able to stand. I don't know how we'll manage this. The moment this oil touches your head and you receive it, begin to prophesy. Command things to hear your voice and command them to produce for you. Don't just have the oil and sit down and you are watching. Are we together? And then we are going to round up. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have anointed me, you have shown me favor, you have granted me access to mysteries. And Lord, I decree and declare, this oil is about coming upon the life of your people. In the name of Jesus, Lord, everyone, please help me with the mic. Every single person who partakes of this impartation, Lord, may everything around them turn around. May everything around them turn around. Miracle jobs by this favor. Turn around miracles by this favor. In the name of Jesus, let hopeless situations change. Let hopeless situations change. Let the barren receive twins, triplets. Lord, in 1 month may men become millionaires. I say it again, in 1 month may people who don't have anything in their pocket now, let it be a testimony that will shock everyone. May businesses arise from nowhere. Let there be people here that will start paying the school fees of several children because of how blessed they will be. I decree and declare, while this is an oil of favor, I call it the oil of judgment. As this oil comes on your head, I declare that because of what is on your head, someone must be laid to rest to let you go.
Listen, uncompleted projects, whether academics, whether whatever, as this oil comes, the grace for completion comes with it. Hear me. Anyone here struggling financially, except it is not the hand of God that is upon my life, I decree and declare that as this oil comes upon you, in ways that even you cannot explain, God will change your stories and wipe your tears. I provoke the grace, the anointing. Let everyone who makes contact with this oil, some of you, as soon as it touches you, you will see your phones ringing, miracles, text messages, in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have been looking for that did not come, let it come right now, in Jesus' name. If there is anybody who is in any kind of trouble now, trouble that only God can help you, I speak to you. By this favor that has come upon you, I turn things around. In the name of Jesus Christ. I turn things around in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you all the praise. We will never be the same. In the name of Jesus. Keep standing, everyone. Please keep standing very quickly. This is past 10. We're very late. Our time is up. But I know that you will agree with me that it was worth it. Please keep standing. I want to give just a minute for people to rededicate their lives to Jesus. I know we have received this impartation, our time is gone. But if you are coming out, please, I want you to make it fast. There are people here tonight who are saying, Lord Jesus, I make up my mind to walk with you. And others saying, Lord Jesus, I handed my life to you, but something happened here and there. And now I cannot say I'm standing in you. There are some of them inside here looking at me. Many outside, some of you are coming for the first time. Wherever you are, I want to give you an opportunity now. Please make your way to the front. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Clap for them as they come. God bless you. God bless you, madam. Bless you. You are on the crutch. God bless you. I'm going to pray for you. God bless you. Let them come quickly. Clear the way for them. They are running. They are coming. Run to Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Koinonia, are you clapping for them? Encourage them. Don't sit back. I want to run to Jesus. Hallelujah. If you are joining them, join them fast. Our time is gone. Our time is gone. Join them fast. Lift your right hand. I want to pray with you. That's all right, everyone. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I declare that tonight, Jesus is my Lord. Say after me, Jesus, I believe in you. I hand over my life to you. I declare that the greatness you have destined for me, I must live it. I ask that my sins be forgiven. I ask that you give me a new beginning. I am your child from today. I receive your life forward ever and backward never. Keep your hands lifted. Father, I present to you these that Jesus died for. They have made a decision to love you, to serve you. I pray that you seal this decision with the presence of the Holy Spirit. I declare that your sins are forgiven. The Lord gives you a new beginning from tonight. You will never be the same in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please make sure someone prays with that lady. She came when the prayer was on. Pastor Femi, you can just pray with her. Now, please follow. There's a lady waving her hands. There's another gentleman waving their hands. Quickly go to them. They will direct you. Have your details and congratulate you on our behalf. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Dearly beloved, I hope you were blessed by this message.